We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
And welcome, everyone, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It is game week as the college football season is upon us. It'll be the Oklahoma Sooners and the Florida Atlantic Owls coming up 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. And please make welcome right now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the season opener, and welcome to year two of the Lincoln Riley era at OU.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How the boys doing?
They're good. It's it's been a great, productive camp. Excited to finally be here. You know, you don't get preseason games. You don't get scrimmages in college. You know, you just beat up on each other for about a month, and then you go play somebody. And so they're excited. This team's kind of got their own identity, I think, ready to try to make a name for themselves, and they're hungry. And it'll be fun to watch us. You know, we're talented. We're young. We're going to make some mistakes along the way, but I think we'll get better fast if we'll stay with it. You know, if our leadership will grow, I think we've got a chance to be a pretty good team.
How do you think your identity is different?
Well, we just, you know, we're going to play so many young guys, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you look, you know, defensively, you know, you're going to play with, you know, probably two seniors, and that's it, period, just in the two deep, not starting. I mean, in the two deep, period, which is awesome and scary at the same time. But, you know, the way we've recruited, some of these guys are coming in here and are just, you know, they need to get on the field right now. Mm-hmm. And so the young talent's exciting. And same way offensively, going to be some key guys at key spots, you know, that hadn't played a ton of ball. We do have a few more guys within that group that have played a lot of ball. It's just got a new feel to it. You know, just the overall vibe is a little bit different. The leadership's different. A lot of new faces. That's what's fun about college football. You know, every year's different. You change over a lot of your team every single year. And you got to find a way as a team and as a staff to piece it together.
We're antsy because we're college football fans, and it's been 9 months since we've got a chance to watch you guys play. But can you describe the antsiness inside your building, either your coaching staff or your team, when you're talking about, you know, a long fall camp, and we're on the verge of getting to hit somebody else?
Yeah, I think you're just excited, just ready for it to get here, you know, and so that's, I think all of us right now, coaches and players, we're just ready to play, you know, we're ready to go play somebody else, we're ready to get this thing started. It's a long journey from, you know, from the end of the last game, you know, to this point. I mean, it's a long, long journey. But our guys have handled it well. Like I said, we've still got a lot of ways that we're going to have to grow. But this team's got a good competitive spirit. I'm really excited to watch them play.
The opening segment's brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law. McIntyre Law is the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. You had a quarterback battle. You decided to go with Kyler Murray. I don't want to ask you to compare the two guys. That's not fair, and you've been asked that 100 times. But I am interested in just kind of the dynamics of you as a head coach watching this thing unfold through the spring, through the summer, through the fall. I'm sure there was days that one looked better and the other looked better. What was it like from your perspective to watch these guys duke it out?
It was a great battle. You know, it was such a different battle than a couple years ago in that these guys have both, you know, spent time in our program, spent time in this offensive system. You know, they understand what we're doing, so now it's, you know, they finally kind of get their shot to be the guy, and you saw both of them just really rise up. You know, both of them play at a high level, you know, and you know, chances are throughout a season you're going to need both of them. You know, it's just rarely do you go through a year and play the same guy the whole time, and so we're going to need them both. We're going to need both their leadership, both of them to perform. Excited for Kyler's opportunity, and I'll be excited for Austin, you know, whenever his opportunity arises as well. They both worked hard in this program. They've done a good job, and they're excited to get a chance to go play.
It would be one thing if you arrived at this point, and maybe you have in your coaching career, and you said, I don't love either option, but we got to pick a starter. It seems like you love both options, and you had to pick a starter.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way they progressed, especially in the last 4 to 5 months. You know, both of them just took some major steps, and you know, occasionally you see guys when they get a chance to be the guy, the lights get bright. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's a little too much for them, and then you see guys that when their opportunity comes, you see them both raise their games and their commitment level, everything. And these guys did that. And so proud of their growth. They still both got a long ways to go, but we've got some nice weapons around them, and I think they're going to both play well for us.
What do you like most about Kyler?
He's grown a lot. You know, I mean, everybody sees the athletic talent, but he's very sharp mentally. He's come a long ways in our system, come a long ways just as a football player, as a person, just, you know, maturity-wise. He's really grown up a lot. You know, he's in a good place right now, and so I appreciate, you know, his work ethic, you know, and obviously, you know, we all know he could have went and left and didn't have to come back here, and did, and so he's committed this program, this team, and he's I'm sure he can't sleep right now. I mean, he's ready to roll.
You feel like from a maturity aspect, because I watched him throughout the baseball season this year, but going through all that and the draft and the coming back and all that kind of stuff, it seemed like to me, I saw him, the fact that he had to go through that and make those decisions, I think he grew up a lot just in the last few months, it seems like, watching on the outside. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
It's pretty adult stuff that he's had
to deal with. No, yeah. He has. But if you think about it, you know, in his lifetime, he's been dealing with that stuff for a long time. Sure. You know, I mean, he was a guy that was getting almost, you know, just probably more hype than any other Texas high school football player that's ever lived, you know, coming out. People call him the second coming of this and that when he was 15, 16 years old. He's at the ESPYs when he's 17 years old. He's a starting quarterback at A&M when he's 18 years old. I mean, you know, then he, you know, comes here, you know, backs up Baker's number 9 overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft, you know, and now comes in a point of quarterback battle at, you know, the best football program in the country. I mean, the guy's had to deal with a lot, and I think all those experiences combined have shaped him, and I think each one he handles a little bit better and does grow up a little bit more, as you said.
All right, we're going to take a break. One of the things we love to do on this show is give you the opportunity to ask Lincoln some questions. It's the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. You can tweet us at OU on the air if you got a question, or in-house they'll pass me some questions as well, and we'll start to hit those when we come back. We'll take a break. We're at Rudy's. It's the Lincoln Riley Show, and we're back after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel any time. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. Friday, December 21st. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits. Season of Peace, the Christmas collection. Available October or with the purchase of one concert ticket. For tickets, call the Riverwind box office or online at riverwind.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind Resort, still the one.
Spin five, pitch a touchdown! Oh, mama!
By Hollywood Brown, still running.
Hollywood Brown, all the way!
Rodney spins away from a tackle to the 15. It's a sprint, far side, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Rodney Anderson!
Zone for down to Terrace. He caught it, is he inbound?
He's in.
Touchdown!
We get a new set of highlights starting on Saturday morning on Owen Field when the Sooners take on Lane Kiffin's Florida Atlantic Owls. What do you think about FAU, Coach?
A really good team. You know, they're, you know, top 20, top 25 team easily. I said that at the press conference yesterday, and I mean it. I mean, they're extremely talented. I mean, you turn on the tape, and I saw FAU 3-4 years ago. You know, this is – looks like a completely different team. You know, Lane's done a great job of, you know, bringing in some really, really good transfers. They've really hit on some kids recruiting in state that are juniors and seniors for them now that have developed into really nice players. You know, they got 4 or 5 defensive skill kids that are absolute surefire NFL guys, without a doubt. A guy that's even in a great year for tailbacks. We'll see a lot of great tailbacks this year. They've got one of the top guys in the country. Got a rush for over 1,900 yards last year, which is hard to do. And you just see a lot of talent, you know, and they've learned to win. You know, they started the season, I believe, 1-3 last year, finished 11-3, you know, so went on a great run, won 10 in a row, won their conference, dominated a lot of really good teams. So they just present a lot of challenges. You know, they've got a guy that's probably the best middle linebacker in college football right now. They're a good football team. No, I mean, it's not a surprise they won the games they did. Those guys have done a tremendous job.
Azeez Al-Shaair is who you're talking about. He had over 140 tackles a year ago. Here's the running back, Devin Singletary, 1,900 yards, 32 touchdowns. Preparation-wise, you don't know who their quarterback's going to be. They got 3 options there. They got a brand-new 25-year-old offensive coordinator. How hard is it for Mike and your defense to kind of know what to get ready for on Saturday?
Yeah, no, there's some challenges there, and part of that's just, you know, a normal first game. You know, whether you've got a new coordinator or not, you know, teams are always going to do some different things, and a big part of success in the first games is, you know, being able to make adjustments. You know, they don't know everything that we're going to do, and we don't know everything that they're going to do, and that's part of it. You're seeing new personnel on the field that you're not able to study on tape, you know, so you've got to make adjustments. Your young guys have got to be ready to play, and then, like I said, with the guy, especially like Singletary, you've got to find a way just to contain him. You know, you're never just going to completely stop a guy like that. I mean, he had the third best rushing season in the history of college football last year. So 32 touchdowns. I mean, remarkable. Going to be a great challenge for us, but our guys are very much looking forward to it.
Let's hit some listener and viewer questions. First from in-house, from Sam. I see the jump man on your chest there, Coach. What's your favorite pair of Jordans so far?
The threes.
The threes?
The threes.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to take your word on it. Threes is the answer.
I got to be honest. I didn't either about 6 months ago, but
like?
I know all kinds about now. They got the little elephant print on the side, right?
Yeah.
So they're
I've seen that.
A couple different versions. You need some, though.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you could make that happen for me.
I know a guy.
CH on Twitter, is this the first time, in his opinion, OU's had a true dual-threat quarterback since the Wishbone era? You could debate that. How much more time will defenses have to spend preparing for Kyler compared to Baker because he is a dual threat?
Hopefully a bunch. I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting. We'll see how our thing evolves. You know, Baker can move around quite a bit too. You know, and OBU's had, you know, several guys that could move around a little bit. Kyler's a little different breed there. So, I mean, like anybody, you know, people are going to get some games of tape on him. You know, people will adjust their play against him as you go through the season. And that's where offensively you've got to be able to evolve throughout the season. You've got to have answers and always kind of be able to anticipate what people are going to do and have some things to attack that.
How do you anticipate weighing the risk factor with running him?
Oh, there's
you go into a game with a number or
no numbers. I mean, because you just never know. You may call a pass play and the guy scrambles. I mean, you don't always control how it plays out. You know, I think I think you got to be just – you got to be smart about it, you know. And you know, I think we were. I think we got smarter with Baker, and I think Baker got smarter as we went on, you know, the last few years of when we ran him. And also for them, not taking unnecessary hits. He took a lot of them as a sophomore that you can't take. And so, you know, Kyler's going to grow in his own way. He's a different player. Austin's a different player. So as they get their opportunities, they'll grow in different ways. People will play them different, and they're going to have to continue to adjust and evolve.
Good news is he knows how to slide.
He's really good at that.
Brian on Twitter, since you became a coach at OU, what's your favorite OU tradition?
Winning.
Good one.
That was midseason form right there.
You're good at this. All right. Sean is going to ask a question I was going to ask. There were some positions you weren't ready to name starters on Monday. Safety, will linebacker, center. Are we ready on Tuesday night?
Not yet. Part of it, I hadn't had a chance.
It'd be great for ratings if you go ahead and announce starters here.
It would. I know. Part of it, I hadn't had a chance to watch the entire film. We just got off the field, you know, a little over an hour ago. So we'll evaluate today and tomorrow pretty heavily. You know, those are our two heaviest days of the week as far as, you know, the heaviest work, most time on the field. So, you know, those are positions where, you know, we've gotten a lot of reps. We feel good about the options we have. We don't feel like that we necessarily have to just zero in a million reps on one guy right now. So I think for us it's about, you know, looking at the game plan, looking who we're facing, you know, trying to just choose the best people and not ruling out that we wouldn't play multiple people at some of those positions.
Yeah, you could see especially at the linebacker and the safety positions, maybe a rotation even going into the season. Would you do that at center?
I think not normally.
Yeah.
We could with this crew, you know. We got a lot of confidence in Jonathan Alvarez and Creed Humphrey right now. You know, they both played well. The units, you know, start to gel regardless of which one of those guys is in right now. So, obviously, we'll have a starter, and we'll see how it goes with that guy. And if he's playing well, it's a little bit tougher to take a guy out. But we certainly won't hesitate if the opportunity presents itself.
When Creed Humphrey's at center at 6'5", 335, or whatever he is, can you even see Kyler on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I hope they can't.
That's a great play right there.
Yeah,
that's a big boy for a center.
He's just a unique talent. You know, you don't see centers very often that can do some of the things he can physically. You know, and he's come so far mentally. You know, last year was great for him. We were right on the verge of playing him the entire year. And we were able to preserve the red shirt, but we prepared him to play each and every week. And so he kind of got the preparation without burning the year. So he's in a good place. You know, talented kid. You know, one of those guys, it's just a matter of time, I feel like, before he, you know, makes a big impact for us.
Lumber Lady in House wants to know what nickname you prefer for yourself. Just Link? I mean, that's fine, but is that
Coach?
The Maestro of Mule Shoe, anything like that?
It's hard to do your own nickname, you know? I mean, I feel like you can't.
Like Buki did that, right? Didn't he come in with his own nickname?
Well, he did, but, I mean, he already had it. I mean, he was given that nickname. I don't think you can, you know, in a football locker room or within a team, you can't give your own nicknames. That's not cool.
There's no street cred to that at all.
Not at all.
We'll go with Link for that. We'll take a break. We'll have more with Coach Lincoln Riley when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college. Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong. Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information. Contact the University of Oklahoma Army ROTC program at 405-325-0306 or visit soonerstrong.com today. Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It sucks.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, car wash, detail, and oil change center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martell Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95.
The middle throws late, and it is intercepted! It's intercepted! Parnell Motley picked it off! Throws right side, intercepted! Motley got it! It's a race! And they're not gonna get him! Parnell Motley, a pick six! Looks left, throws left, intercepted! Caleb Kelly picked it off! Get it blown up! Parnell Motley!
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Let's talk a little defense with Lincoln Riley. OUFAU coming up for the season opener on Saturday morning. We saw some Parnell Motley and defensive highlights right there. Where do you feel like you have a chance to be better defensively this year? Maybe that's a position. Maybe that's, I don't know. You tell me. Where do you feel like you could be better there?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're looking for consistency. You know, it starts with that with us. I mean, We've had some games here, you know, even just looking at last year, some games where we were just outstanding, you know, and we've got to be able to play like that more often. You know, I feel like we're capable of it. You know, the big thing for us has been adding, you know, depth, quality depth and talent within that defensive front seven. And we feel like, you know, last year's recruiting class, this year's recruiting class, some of the guys are getting ready to bring in here in the future. That's starting to happen. That, you know, you can't just fix that in 1 year. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've had some individually some outstanding players. It hadn't been all awful by any stretch. But you look at our depth on the front seven, it has not been like some of the other elite defenses in the country. And so we know we've had to take some steps there. I think we have. Our talent there right now is young, but it's there's more of it and it's better. And so excited about that group, about our D-line, their mentality. You know, our linebackers are just – we're in a totally different situation there than we were last year. We have depth. We have competitiveness. Those guys have played some ball. So I'm excited about that front seven, excited about our corners coming back, and I think these young safeties are going to be very good players for us.
The reason for that is because of recruiting. You've recruited extremely well the last 2 or 3 years. How hot is that OU logo? That Jumpman logo, the Switzer Center, everything on the recruiting trail for you guys right now.
It makes a difference. You know, it's, you know, when these recruits come in, that's the first thing they see. And, you know, it's, you know, if you get to put yourself in a recruit's shoes, you go to all these different, you know, outstanding programs, you see all these great things. You've got to be able to set yourself apart. You know, if you're just like everybody else, then you're just going to get what everybody else gets. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to do things to set yourself apart as a program. You've got the facilities, the tradition, selling out all these games, the game atmospheres, the winning championships, the, you know, all the great things that come along with OU football. We've got to be able to show that off. We've got to be able to show these people why should you come to OU as opposed to going to this school or that school. And it all helps. It's a group effort. You know, you don't recruit. A facility alone doesn't recruit. A coaching staff alone, a team, a fan base. It takes everybody putting in and being at an elite level to get the best players. And, you know, we're starting to do that right now.
It was happening pretty fast and furious last year when, at this point, I mean, you'd been head coach for just a couple of months. Change anything this year? Well, you had a whole year to go through it all and fall camp or anything. Did you tweak anything?
Yeah, we've definitely tweaked some things. You know, I think part of it would be from definitely just, you know, myself, our staff, you know, all of us, you know, having done this now for a year together. I think finding ways that we can be better as a staff, finding ways that, you know, we can be better for our kids. And then also understanding this, again, this is a different team and what we needed to be and what it took to get last year's team to play at a high level may not always be the same thing this year. It's not the same recipe every year. You gotta figure out what this team's about, what makes them tick, you know, where do they need us the most, and then you got to be that for them. So it's but that's the fun thing about it. It's a new challenge every single year. You're not necessarily trying to do the same things with every single team. And but we have, you know, we've changed a lot in recruiting. We've changed a lot, and I think as far as kind of our approach here in this camp and just doing everything we can to get this team ready.
Baker Mayfield was the dynamic personality on this team the last 3 years. Before that, it was probably Eric Stryker was a dynamic personality. Who's the dynamic personality on this team?
It'll be interesting to see how that develops. I mean, I think Kenneth Murray, you know, has one of those. I mean, he's definitely one of the first that pops to my mind. You know, I think your quarterback's always, you know, going to be a factor in that. You know, just there, a lot of times the team and offense will take on the personality of their quarterback. So I do think, you know, I do think Kyler will have a big say in that. We're interesting. We've got some really good leaders. We do have quite a few leaders that are more lead by example. And, you know, I've said a lot going in. I mean, you know, everybody on the outside, they see the maybe animated this of Eric or Baker on Saturdays, but that's not really, doesn't have much to do with being a great leader. You know, being a great leader is what you say in the locker room, what you do throughout the week, the way you approach it. That's what really has an effect. A guy may get up and go crazy and it gets a crowd riled up, but does that really make you better as a team sometimes? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think sometimes people confuse that for leadership. leadership. Baker and Eric were great leaders, not because of the exuberant stuff. They were great leaders because of what happened behind the scenes, the way they worked on the practice field. So, and we've got some guys that are doing that. We've got some really young, dynamic leaders that are starting to come into their own. And, that's what makes it fun as a coach. And that's where the personality of this team is going to be different, but not definitely not in a bad way. It's different and it's exciting, and we're looking forward to helping develop it.
Got some more listener questions. Coach Wiley seems to be like a super interesting guy. Can you tell us some of the reasons you brought him in? That's from Gary Matthews in-house.
Yeah, a lot of reasons. You know, it was just, you know, when that job came open.
There's
it was
a dynamic personality, by the way.
No doubt. I mean, that was the first guy that came into my mind. I mean, I knew from the beginning that's who I wanted to hire. I knew we had to go through a process, but he was, you know, I have a lot of trust. We spent a lot of time together at Texas Tech. He was our head strength coach there for, you know, basically my entire time at Texas Tech. He's done a great job at his other spots. He's unbelievable as far as training the guys, but he's really good as far as the mindset of the team, helping develop the toughness, the mentality that I think a strength coach is in large part responsible for. He's just great at what he does, you know, and our guys have really responded to him quickly, and it's obviously a critical position.
That, by the way, is the outfit he wears on a 110-degree heat index day. That's no joke.
Yeah, he's wired a little bit different than you and I.
He's unbelievable.
He is.
All right. This is a good question. Jackie wants to know, what's with the helmet covers? Everybody's seen pictures of you guys in practice with the big bubbles on your helmets.
Yeah, so we had these things. We've had them for a few years. They were originally brought in, so like when we would have a game where we would wear like our alternate helmets, you know, we don't have a practice helmet for that. These guys have a practice helmet they wear all the time. They have a game helmet, and then they have these alternate helmets. So when we get ready to play an alternate helmet game, we would throw these on. It was more just to protect the helmets because they're going to use them in the game. You don't have time to redo them, all that. Well, then there's been some studies done, and our group, headlined by Scott Anderson, has been involved that the padding on these can help reduce concussions and head injuries, especially when, you know, practice the way we do. And so this year we put all of our big guys, all of our backs, all our linebackers in these extra padded helmets on the top just to help reduce, you know, the amount of impacts. And I don't know how you gauge if it worked or not. We did have very few concussions. I know it darn sure didn't hurt. And so we're trying to, that's obviously a hot topic. It's an important topic to us, and we're trying to do anything we can to keep our guys safe.
Scott and your guys have always been on the forefront in the fight against concussions. I mean, for years now. And this is just kind of the latest example of that. Another good question before we go to break from a Gary in-house. Who's going to take Dimitri Flowers' spot? You named Carson Meyer your starting H-back on Monday.
Yeah, Carson's going to play a bunch for us. I've been really proud of that kid, man. He is he stepped up. He's always been kind of a good, steady guy for us, but another one of those guys that, you know, knew kind of his opportunity was here, you know, with Dimitri graduating, and he's really taken it and really developed well. Excited for him, his opportunities. We got some good depth there with Jeremiah Hall behind him, a kid we redshirted last year that really like his ability. So we've started to develop some depth there, and I'm excited about that position. I think Dimitri obviously did a tremendous job, but I think these guys are going to do a great job as well.
Big kid, 6'5" at that position.
Yeah, a little different frame, mm-hmm. certainly than Dimitri, more your typical, you know, tight end frame. So be excited to find some ways to use him.
All right, I want to ask you about the red shirt thing. Teddy Lehman's got a question for you when we come back. Fifth quarter coming up, folks. Hang with us. It's the Lincoln Riley Show, week one of the college football season. We'll be back.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
traffic, it can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn & Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Hey, Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everyone. It's the Lincoln Riley Show as we're getting set for OU-FAU on Saturday morning on Owen Field. Want to remind you folks of the new clear bag policy this year for OU football games. 12 inches by 6 inches. All of the retailers in town are selling these OU clear bags if you want to get one before you come in. You can't come in, though, unless you have a clear bag this year. You're going to have to leave it outside. Also, there's going to be metal detectors, so make sure you get there early. Doors will open 2 hours prior to kickoff, so at 9 a.m. on Saturday. But make sure you get to campus, get to the stadium early, so you don't have any problem getting to your seat before Oklahoma returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown on Saturday. Let's start there. What do we know about return game?
Yeah, it's something.
Who's going to be doing it?
Yeah, we've put a big emphasis on it. You know, it's a couple areas that we felt like we could really grow as a football team. We've got some intriguing options. You know, the punt returns between CD you know, Marquise Brown, Rodney Anderson, these guys all catch the ball well. You know, obviously we know they all do pretty good things with the ball in their hands. So excited about those guys. Marcel Sutton, we thought at the end of the year, really did some nice things on kickoff return. Excited to see some of these young, new skill guys there. You know, TJ Pledger, I think see Michael Jones there a little bit, Trey Brown, potentially some of those guys. So excited to see them return. And really, you know, everybody in the return games always wants to talk about the returners. And yeah, an elite returner makes a difference, but it's always about those other 10 guys, you know, that are blocking and doing their job. So we've got some, I think some of the quality young depth that we have, you know, gives us a chance to be better on those teams and have a little bit more space for those returners.
Speaking of TJ Pledger and all of the true freshmen, there's a new rule. It's been talked about a lot, this redshirt rule where a young man can play four games and still receive a redshirt. So it's caused all kinds of hypothesizing as about how head coaches are going to use it. They use it early in the season and see if a guy could help them. Do they save them and spring them on an opponent late in the season? You don't have to share with us your game plan because I don't think you want all the opposing head coaches to know. But how much talk has this generated among how you guys might go about it?
Yeah, a lot, you know, and it's going to be different, you know, different positions. Every staff's going to have kind of their basic philosophy going in, but you're going to have to be ready to adjust. You know, do you use it for a guy to get him some experience earlier, maybe like a little bit of a test run to see if he's really ready? Mm-hmm. Maybe at some positions, if you're thin, do you hang on to give you some depth that you might need later on in the season? It's going to be interesting. It really is. I think it's a good rule. I think it saves you from, you know, having a guy play one game here or at a time where you just absolutely need him, and then they have to burn the entire year. So I think it's a good rule. There's going to be a lot of strategy behind it, but I know our guys are excited about it. And I think for a redshirt guy, it gives them a little extra motivation to stay with it, knowing that all of a sudden I'm redshirted. I'm not playing the whole year, but it's a big difference that now I'm redshirted and I can literally play in almost a third of your games. And so I think it's a great rule. I'm glad they did it. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. And we're excited to try to find a way to make it an advantage for us.
I can see a guy that didn't, maybe a freshman that didn't come in till the fall, not yet ready to help you right now, but give him a couple of months and practice and stuff, and maybe by end of the season he is ready to help you.
It happens often. Now, those guys change a lot, you know, especially the guys that did not come in for the midterm period. Yeah. Those guys are still trying to figure it out. And sometimes, like I said, midseason, the light starts to come on, they start to get settled in, and they're ready to help you. Now they're going to be able to.
We give Teddy Lehman last year an opportunity to ask you a question every week, and we've done it again this year. And I'm a little ashamed to say that his question tonight, well, I'll play it for you. Okay. Here's Teddy's question for you. What question do you have for Coach Riley tonight?
Well, here's the thing. I got called out about a week ago eating barbecue. I avoided the spicy barbecue sauce and just went with the mild. And I was called a wimp. And I also, whenever I order hot wings, I don't go with the hot, I go with the mild.
Interesting.
The question is, am I a wimp? This is my theory on it. Mm-hmm. I love the meat, I love the ribs, I love the brisket, I love the wings. I don't want the heat to take over the situation. I like the meat. Am I a wimp for going that route?
Listen, I don't know what Coach is going to say. You're Teddy Lehman. There's no scenario by which anyone would ever call you a wimp. That being said, I feel like you're ordering off the women's menu a little bit when you're ordering your barbecue. So we'll
see
what the coach has to say coming up. What do you think?
He had a good response.
You're a little disappointed. Butkus Award winner.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little disappointed. But you know what? When you have a Butkus Award, you can order whatever the heck you want.
Checkmate.
Yep.
First person that makes fun of you, you just slap that butt kiss on the table.
He could order tofu, and he's all good. He's all good.
That's exactly right. We've got a Hard Knocks tonight that we're going to have to watch when we get home. I'm going to have to watch. You got a game to get ready for. But how closely have you been monitoring old Bake?
Yeah, we've talked we've talked quite a bit, just kind of checking in with each other, and Yeah, he's done well. Sounds like he's getting more comfortable, you know, as you go on, which you would expect. You know, different system, different league, different level ball, different coaches, you know, so it's been a lot for him to adjust to. But he seems to feel, you know, more confident each and every week and being able to play a little bit more like himself. So, I mean, he's going to do well. It's just a matter of time, you know, and I'm glad it's a situation where he's got to come in and really earn it, you know, where they've got another good player there. It's not a situation where it's just going to be handed to him, mm-hmm. and very much like the situation he walked into here, and that made him better, and I'm sure, and I think this whole situation right now will make him better and more prepared. But I know he's excited about some of the weapons that they've added on that team, and you know, I think that team's got a good vibe about him, so and he'll do nothing but help that. So excited for him, and he's been keeping tabs on us, checking in on how the guys are doing, how the quarterbacks are doing. You know, I mean, you just don't leave this place and certainly forget it, and so he's excited for this team as well.
We'll take our final break. Fifth quarter still ahead as OU gets set for Florida Atlantic Saturday on Owen Field. And we'll be back right after this.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Use code REALDEAL. Limited time. Price for a little package. After 3 months, renews monthly at full price. Currently minimum $40 unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Content varies by package and may be limited. Restrictions apply.
From a time when you were lost in love. Supply brings it all together again. Friday, September 14th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets are on sale now at riverwind.com. Friday, September 14th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Air Supply.
We're saving you time at home.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. TLale31 writes, "Having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave." Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag TheLittleThings.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. the new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola, the University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. OU season ticket holders, it's not too late to reserve your Sooner seat. Sooner seats are padded chair backs that are permanently attached to your seat location. Visit Soonerseats.com or call 800-501-8646 to reserve yours today. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World are available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one, oklahomafan.com. College Colors Day is August 31st. Unleash your colors and show your Sooner pride by...
All right, welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Final segment with Lincoln Rather. Kick off at 11:05. We've got a rowdy crowd. They're ready for football.
They're ready.
A couple of questions, and we'll get into fifth quarter. This is from Terry Inhouse. He says, you're a fisherman. We saw your pictures with the what was that you caught? It wasn't a marlin. What was it you caught down?
Yeah, we caught some marlin. Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever trade in your game day visor for a bucket hat on the sidelines?
Maybe when I get older.
I don't hate that idea.
I don't think I could pull that off right now.
Richard on Twitter wants to know about John Michael Terry. How's he looking?
He's done a good job. We've moved him out to outside linebacker. Still, I would say, getting the hang of that position a little bit, but he's got some really nice ability. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that will continue to work hard, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he contributes for us as we go on down the line. So a very unselfish kid, and I wanted to find a way to contribute. We've, you know, been able to beef up the inside a little bit, and so it kind of came to us, and it was really his idea, and I give the kid credit, and he's went out there. He's getting better each and every day, and he's going to be ready to contribute before too long.
All right, fifth quarter time. Fifth quarter is brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live and answering fan-submitted questions from Facebook. You can submit your questions each week in the Facebook comments section. We'll take five. Five questions for Coach that may or may not have anything to do with the sport of football. Question number one, you're playing the Owls on Saturday. What's your favorite bird?
You had a good suggestion.
Larry?
Larry, yeah.
I think that's the correct answer.
You know, yeah, let's go with that.
I think that's the I don't know what else you could say.
You know, actually, this summer, we were up in the mountains, and I got to watch a bald eagle actually like come down on the lake, take a trout out of the lake. So that won me over. That was pretty impressive because he was so
America.
Big, he could have came and plucked me off that lake. Yeah. I mean, they're unbelievable. So
that's
we'll go
good.
With the national bird, right?
Bald eagle one, Larry two.
There we go.
Question number two: what rule would you change in college football?
Honestly, probably the rule that linemen can be 3 yards down the field and you can still throw a forward pass.
I thought we were on the verge of changing that like 3 years ago.
I think it's coming. The NFL's done it. The NFL, it's 1 yard. And even for offensive coaches, you shouldn't be able to have linemen 3 yards down the field and throw the ball. I mean, we take advantage of it because we can, but I don't really agree with it.
Question number three, what would be your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man.
Do you karaoke?
I'm not a big karaoke guy.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you do.
No, I'm not, but...
What's your go-to?
In the car, I sing my brains out when I'm driving.
How do you do?
Terrible, but I love, you know, I can...
Just makes you feel good?
Little Florida Georgia Line, I can kill it while I'm going down the road, yeah. What about you?
Oh, man.
This is twice you've turned the tables on me. Is this the way it's going to be in fifth quarter?
That's what you learn. You just flip the question when you don't want to answer it.
Are you a singer?
No,
you sing
I'm
in the
bad
shower,
singer.
Sing in the car?
Not much.
Like
I'm bad enough that I don't even like to hear myself sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a bad singer. That's
right.
I wasn't blessed with that talent.
All right. Very good. We're going to skip that one.
Yeah.
Question number four. What question are you tired of answering as a head coach?
You know, not Not really anything.
Don't say what question are you tired of. I could flip this on you.
Yeah, you know that's part of my job. You know, people are gonna ask questions. I get that. Or do you enjoy answering every single one? Not all the time, but I get that that's part of it. You know, I would much rather people ask questions than not care. And our people care about it around here, and I get that that's part of it, and that's why they call me coach.
The have you named a starter quarterback thing had to get old.
Yeah, the quarterback, you know, it does. Because, I mean, within a team, obviously it's important. I know it gets a lot of intrigue. But, you know, within the team, it's just one of the thousand other things going on. So it's just not as big of a deal to the team within the team concept as it's made on the outside.
Yeah. Question number five, other than the game, what part of game week do you most look forward to?
I would say probably 2 days. I look forward just the process of it. You know, you get to early in the week, you know, when you're playing good people and you sit there and say, man, I don't even know how the heck we're going to move the ball or how we're going to win. And then by the end of the week, I think we would beat, you know, the New England Patriots. And so, you know, it's just that process of building the game plan, of getting with it yourself, of helping getting the team ready to play. It's just awesome to see the transformation from a Sunday to a Friday. Yeah. And then as far as a day, I look forward to Thursday afternoons. We get out of there after practice, staff gets out, so I get a chance to see my girls, you know, which don't get to see them much during the week. So I definitely look forward to Thursday afternoons.
That's awesome. We got about 30 seconds. Two or three biggest keys for you on Saturday.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're playing a good football team. You're playing, you know, first game, so I think it's going to be trust in what we're doing. I think we're going to have to adjust. I think your young guys are going to have to get in there and get settled around, you know, settled down. You know, they're going to make some plays. We're going to make some plays. It's going to be a fun game. Looking forward to a great atmosphere. You know, we need to really separate ourselves there. We got to go play great. Need to have a great atmosphere from our great Sooner Nation on Saturday morning at 11.
Great to be back with you. Yeah. Have a great
season.
Awesome
to be back. Link. Thanks,
Doug. Appreciate it. Lincoln Riley, everybody. 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday on Owen Field. Radio broadcast starts at 9. And we'll see you next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind Resort, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.